So AFR, if you can play that last of the interview there.
Class of the fact you had a drug problem?
No. I'm saying I was part of a social and economic class that is underserved by the current political system, and drug addiction is one of the problems it creates when you have huge, underserved, impoverished populations. People get drug problems and also don't feel like they want to engage with the current political system because they see that it doesn't work for them. They see that it makes no difference. They see that they're not served.
Well, I say that it doesn't work for them if they don't bother to vote.
Jeremy, my darling, I'm not saying that the apathy doesn't come from us, the people. The apathy comes from the politicians. They are apathetic to our needs. They're only interested in servicing the needs of corporations. Look at what, ain't the Tories going to court and to take in the EU to court?
Let's pause there for a second. Trying to So there was a study by some Swiss scientists called the Zurich study, and they worked out that over half of the world's trade, and I think it was significantly more than half of the world's trade, was controlled by 100 super entities. Did you see that study?
Yes, I think so. Was that the one that said that there were something along the lines of 17 families controlled 70% of the resources on planet Earth, or something of that nature?
Yes, that's right. So you've got but what it actually did was it showed the legal fiction in corporations, which were like Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, Goldman Sachs, you know, and then all these other ones that I hadn't even heard of that were these super entities that owned a controlling interest in companies that did more than 50% of the world's trade.
Companies like the Carlyle Group, for example.
Yeah, well, companies like the companies that the average Joe works for instance, you know, if they're doing import-export or anything that's highly regulated, you know, we've got cartels dominating, you know, it's not just the military-industrial complex now, there's also food. It's also health. It's also education, you know. And it goes back to these 100 super entities, and then other people did research into the living, breathing names that were behind those entities. And, of course, you come out with those names. So I happen to agree with Brand that, yes, you know, the voting is a charade. You've got these lineages that have preserved their influence and their power, and he's exposing light on that. Good on him, I say.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue. Oh, by the way, I sent some files. Did we get that? Oh, 7 minutes.
Yeah, we may not even have enough time.
Bank bonuses. Is that what's happening at the moment in our country? It is, isn't it?
Yeah, there is.
So what am I going to tune in for that?
You don't believe in democracy. No, you want a revolution, don't you?
The planet is being destroyed. We are creating an underclass. We're exploiting poor people all over the world. And the genuine, legitimate problems of the people are not being addressed by our political class.
All of those things may be true.
They are true.
But you took... I wouldn't argue with you about many of them.
Well, how come I feel so cross with you? It can't just be because of that beard. It's gorgeous.
It's possibly because...
And if the Daily Mail don't want it, I do. I'm against them. Grow it longer. You are tangle it into your armpit hair.
You are a very true
man. Okay, well, we can stop it there. There's... the big point of contention was what he just said back there, which was this guy Paxman got him to commit to... defining a solution. Before then, Brand was saying, look, I don't know what the solution is. And he needed him and said, you know, come out with the solution. Tell us the solution. And so he said, I think we need a socialist egalitarian system and a massive redistribution of wealth. Now, I would say there's cause for alarm, cause for research into those things, because that's the kind of language that some people are saying to bring in this Fabian socialist, you know, which is communist, basically, system, New World Order system. But if you were in Russell Brand's position and you had to try and convey in words, in a lexicon that people understood, socialist, could that be interpreted to mean social versus antisocial in the context of what he said before, which was... That there's massive poor distribution of wealth, that the needs of the people are not being met, the people are not being represented. Socialist is the practice of being social versus antisocial, which is the system right now. It's not looking after the needs of the people. That's the first one. A socialist egalitarian. Okay, let's look at the word egalitarian. Egalitarian means fair. Now, fear, Okay, so he wants a socially just and fair system. There's no. I put it to you that in the context of what he's saying, there is no reason to focus on this one on the sentence and say he's a Fabian. You know, he's part of the New World Order. The next thing he said is a massive redistribution of wealth. Given that in the context that he's also put the focus on these lineages that have preserved their power and they put the puppet show in front, you know, he's talking about, you know, that beyond the 1%, he's talking about the, you know, the 0.2% that are really pulling the strings. It is a massive redistribution of wealth. If you just take that wealth and equalize that across to make sure that everyone has their needs covered. I think it's a fine aspiration for society. It's a very good start point and a nice way to define it, if indeed that's what he meant.
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you. Let's continue on with the video, I think.
I'm trivial.
Yes.
A minute ago, you were having a go at me because I want a revolution. Now
no,
I'm
asking. No, I'm bouncing about.
I'm not having a go at you because you want a revolution. Many good. People want a revolution, but I'm asking you what it will be like.
Well, I think what it won't be like is a huge disparity between rich and poor, where 300 Americans have the same amount of wealth as the 85 million.
Oh, that kind of cut out there.
And poorest Americans, where there is an exploited and underserved underclass that are being continually ignored, where welfare is slashed, while Cameron and Osborne go to court to defend the rights of bankers to continue receiving their bonuses.
What's the scheme? That's all I'm asking. What's the scheme? You talk vaguely about revolution. What is it?
I think a socialist egalitarian system based on the massive redistribution of wealth, heavy taxation of corporations and massive responsibility for energy companies and any company that's exploiting the environment. I think they should be I think the very concept of profit should be hugely reduced. David Cameron says profit isn't a dirty word. I say profit is a filthy word, because wherever there is profit, there is also deficit. And this system currently doesn't address these ideas. And so
Okay, that's another point that people have attacked him on is this profit thing. When he says profit is a dirty word, and hello, he's worth £15 million. He's a hypocrite. I have to challenge people's perspective on that. You know, just because someone's rich doesn't make them a bad guy. You know, he's got just as much to lose as us, really, and he's got a great talent. So. Let's not bash the guy just because he's now using the influence that he's got, and he's got some money, he's got a talent, to say he must be part of them, one of them.
Mm. Well, you have a look and see that anybody can say anything, and you can twist it, distort it, manipulate it, and say, oh, I think he meant that, or I think he meant this, or I think he's this, or I think he's that. And you basically have no idea, because let's look at the context here, Simon. We're looking at only a single conversation with the man, okay, by somebody who is a pretty poor interviewer, if I might say so.